At sundown, atop a hill in North Smithfield, a minaret and dome poke out from a grove of trees. This two-story mosque is the largest of four in this state, with a community of about 3,000 Muslims. Inside the mosque, men on the first floor and women on the second floor are getting ready for iftar, the evening meal meant to break fasting during the month of Ramadan. They lay out cups of water and small bowls of dates and watermelon on top of white butcher paper on the floor. For Muslims, Ramadan is the most important month of the year. It marks the month when the Quran, the holy book of Islam, was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad. It's a time for extra prayer and good deeds. For North Smithfield resident Aaron Saar, it's also an opportunity.
I feel like this is a blessed month that we really do have a chance to, if we do what we're supposed to really show ourselves out in a better light and, you know, something different than the media portrays us.
Recently, a young man in Warwick was arrested and charged in a federal court in Boston with conspiring to support foreign terrorist groups. He pled not guilty. And last week, a young white man opened fire at a historically black church in Charleston, South Carolina. The first thing that crossed Saar's mind when she heard of that shooting was,
oh my God, please don't let it be another Muslim, because it does bring a lot of light to the bad. And there's good and bad in every community, in every race, in every religion, in everything.
Sometimes Saar fears for her family's safety, especially for her children. She sends them to an Islamic school in West Warwick.
You know, when I'm dropping them off at school, I'm thinking, you know, there's so much going on with crazy things in the world. You know, you do have that sense of alert, you know, when you're in the grocery store or anywhere, you know, in the mall, you always have that in the back of your mind. Like, you feel kind of hated sometimes.
Attleboro resident Saad Iqbal worships here. He feels frustrated by the lack of understanding about Islam. He says he respects all religions because he sees them as all coming from God.
And when people talk about, you know, they're not the right people and, you know, they kill other people, it really hurts. It really does.
Those stereotypes that Muslims are extremists or violent may stem from a lack of exposure or perspective. Again, Aaron Saar.
Because honestly, if I wasn't Muslim and I didn't know what I know, I would be scared too. So, you know, with all the negativity that you hear on the news, I feel like it's up to us to really try to show us in a different light. Like, you know what I mean? Like, maybe somebody who, you know, might be giving you a funny look, maybe just smile at them and say hi and, you know, and break the ice and, you know, offer conversation.
As a cantor signals a call to prayer, the community moves away from their light snack. They stand in position to kneel and bow down in prayer. Imam Mufti Ikram agrees many Americans may have a distorted view of Islam. He points out extremists are a tiny fraction of the 1.8 billion Muslims around the world.
They're a very, very small minority. Yet, you know, the way the picture is being presented to the people is as if all the Muslims are extremists, or all the Muslims are bad, or the whole Islam is bad, which is even worse. So that's very unfair.
After the church shooting in Charleston, Ikram asked local police to increase security around the mosque. It's something he does anytime bad news breaks.
And we ask them to do everything to protect our congregants, our communities, and they do. They increase patrols and they try to stay close within like a minute's response.
During Ramadan, the mosque also invites members of other religions to join the evening meal. Ikram emphasizes, like most religions, Islam promotes peace, not violence. His mosque is open to anyone who wants to have a better understanding of Muslims. Ambar Espinosa, Rhode Island Public Radio.